Our opening hymn is The King of Love, and it's hymn number 646. I had that incorrect. It's hymn number 646 if you're looking in your hymnal, or it's in your bulletin insert or on the long printout. But please stay muted as we sing together The King of Love. Please feel free to unmute to join together. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord
is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. We say together the Christ our Passover. Alleluia. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast. Not with the old leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. No longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all, for the life he lives, he lives to God. So also consider yourselves dead to sin, alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Alleluia. Christ has been raised from the dead. The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Since by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Found in the book of common prayer, page 612, or on your inserts. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures,
and leads me beside still waters.
He revives my soul.
Take me along bright pathways for his name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
For you are with me,
comfort me.
You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me.
You have anointed my head with oil, my cup is running over.
Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me for the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The first reading from the book of Acts. Those who had been baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll say together Canticle 21, You Are God. You are God, we praise you.
You are the Lord, we acclaim you.
You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord, our power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. Noble fellowship of prophets praise you. White robed army of armies praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Mother of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship. And the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. Overcame the sting of death, and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated in God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood. Bring us with your saints to glory.
Pray everlasting.
Amen. The second reading is from 1 Peter. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your soul. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn, Shepherd of Souls, in your hymnal. It's number 343.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. John, 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. One who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens wide the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them. The sheep follow him because he knows his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus uses his figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, I am the gatekeeper of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved. And when we come in and go out and find pasture, the thief is only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O strength, our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Yes, we are still in the Easter season. And you can start to see that with all the flowers and blossoms and leaves coming out on the trees. But I was thinking about last year when I was out on a lake, and I love seeing the mama duck and the little ducklings. And I was in a park, and so they were walking. The mom duck was going first, and the little ducklings following after in a line. And she's quack, quack, quacking as they cross the parking lot, and as they cross the lawn, and as they hop into the lake. And I was thinking that they know their mom. They know her quack. They must. I hope they do. Because once they got in the lake, there was a whole bunch of mama ducks with a whole bunch of baby ducks. But when it was time to leave, mama duck walked out, baby ducks followed, walked across the lawn, walked across the parking lot to wherever they were going to stay. And I was thinking that they know, like to me, all the ducks look the same, but they know their mom, they know her voice, they know her quack so that they can follow. Several people over the last week have said, how have you stayed sane with all the news that's going on about the virus and everything else? And I said, well, first of all, I carefully choose who I'm going to listen to. And then I limit it to 10 minutes a day. And I put very little trust in all the different theories and ideas and this might work, that might work, we're going to try this, nobody knows. And hopefully there's some expert out there that does, but right now I'm not listening to all that. What I am trusting in, believing in, following is my Lord Jesus Christ. That's the voice that I'm hearing. That's the voice that I trust in. That's the voice I want to follow. I'm going to ask you to do something a little bit different. You're at home, so hopefully you're in a comfortable place. Hopefully that's where you've set up your computer. And I invite you to just sink into your chair just a little bit, to get comfortable and to take a breath. And when you take a breath, let all the stuff in your head go. Sink into your heart. And then take another breath. And as you take that breath, relax your shoulders, relax the tension in your body. And I want you to think about or to remember a time when maybe you felt God give you a little nudge. Or maybe when you knew exactly what to do when you were in a difficult time or situation. Or when you felt drawn to a new job or home or avocation. Or maybe a time when your intuition paid off. Or maybe there was a time when you had a blessed coincidence in your life. In other words, a time in your life when you felt, sensed, knew the presence of God touching you, calling you, leading you. Or maybe you felt a yearning or a longing that you couldn't ignore. Or maybe you went through a rough patch, but through that rough patch you felt sustained and held and comforted. We know when we hear the voice of God. We know when we have been touched by the Good Shepherd, by the Beloved. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. We remember all the ways that the Good Shepherd leads us and guides us. We've shifted away from the resurrection appearances to a time both before Jesus' death, when he was instructing his disciples, and the time after in Acts, what the disciples did with what they learned. And today, Jesus talks about himself in John as the Good Shepherd. And he's telling them, not only am I an Good Shepherd, a Good Shepherd, I am the Good Shepherd, the one who is never going to lead you astray, the one who is never going to abandon you, the one who is never going to betray you, the one who is not going to leave you in a ditch. I am the one who is going to provide you with sustenance. I'm the one who gives you protection. I'm the one who leads you across that parking lot and across the lawn into the lake. I'm the one that gives you safe passage no matter where you are. Jesus is the one who will guard you with his own body while you rest and while you sleep. And Jesus says, it's not like the thief, the one who leads you astray, the shepherd who lets you fall into danger, the one who leaves you hungry, the one who abandons you. And we all know that thief, that bad shepherd, we have so many of them in our lives. It's those voices that lead us astray or get us into trouble. I think about on TV right now, everybody's an expert, and those voices that can lead us astray. Or I think about how we spend time right now. We've got an unusual circumstances. But the thief, the one who leads you astray, is the one advertisements. I think about, you know, like, do you believe the advertisements? Well, maybe some of them. It's the ones who leave you hungry. It's the games that we play. And it's not, you know, when you're playing Monopoly with your family, but when you find yourself gaming the whole day or in virtual reality the whole day, or when you're gambling the day away, or when you're playing solitaire till 2 a.m, those things that rob us of life. It's the snacks that never fill us up, but leave us feeling awful and filling us with shame. It's the social media that's telling us that we don't measure up, that we're not quite good enough. It's the thieves that take away our time and our very essence. And instead, in John 10, verse 10, Jesus says to us, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. And that's the image that stuck with me this week. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. Those things that bring us life, that bring us nourishment, that bring us trust and love and strength and comfort. I was walking yesterday morning. It was a gorgeous day yesterday. I was walking early morning and just enjoying when the sun came up over the little hill there, and the warmth of the air and the sound of the birds yesterday, and all the different flowers and trees coming into leaf and into blossom, and the little waterfalls coming off the side of the hill from the heavy rain that we had, just all those different images. And it was absolutely beautiful. And I thought about the ducks, the birds, the flowers, the water. None of them worry. None of them say, how am I going to pay my mortgage this month? Or where's my next meal coming from? Or where am I going to lay my head tonight? None of them worry about that. None of them get anxious thoughts about that. And that's what Jesus has come to tell us. Trust in me. Lean on me. Learn from me. Jesus knew what was happening around him. He knew the political situation. He knew that religious authorities were after him. The Romans were after him. He had been persecuted, and he knew that he was going to die. And yet, he was telling the disciples, trust. Lean on me. Learn from me. And you will have abundant life. All the readings today, the 23rd Psalm talks about the abundant life, the comfort, the strength, the food, the shelter, the guidance that God gives us. And we hear from the Acts of the Apostles, even though the disciples, after the resurrection, they went back to the temple grounds. They were teaching and preaching and healing on the temple grounds. And we know that they were persecuted. We know that they were told to stop it. We know that they were imprisoned, that they were flogged. And yet, what did they do? They said all the baptized came together. And we saw wonders and signs together. And we taught together and shared fellowship. And we shared in the breaking of bread together. We shared everything. And they said, and they were all in awe and added numbers every day. They trusted, they believed what they had been told. Even in the face of adversity, they trusted and believed everything they had been told. So my invitation to you this week is to take some time, get comfy in your chair, take some deep breaths, quiet your heart and your mind, and remember all those times that God has touched your life. And then this week, how are you going to trust in him and turn your life and your will over to him? Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. I invite you into a minute of silence. And I invite you to join with me now in saying together the Apostles' Creed. You may unmute if you wish. It's found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 96 or in your booklet. I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Here it is found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 97. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, Father
in heaven,
Lord, be thy name, thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer on page 94. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Move your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
Only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
No, the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us a clean heart, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each name and follow where he leads, who, with you and the Holy Spirit, lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day with blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing together the anthem, More Precious Than Silver.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares with you. And nothing I desire compares with you.
Form 3, found on page 387 of the Book of Common Prayer. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially and Gary and Bishop Singh.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come
to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and of those of others, especially Brian, Ben, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, Gaby, Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James, Mike S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Janie, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, those who mourn, our community leaders, and all who are governed.
For Jerry and Carl.
For Jenny.
For Joe and Wayne.
Pastor Tracy.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
And I invite us to say together the general thanksgiving found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 101 or in your pamphlet. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, in our lives,
by giving up ourselves to your service,
by walking before you, in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ
our Lord. Amen.
And I invite you to mute as we sing together hymn number 708, Save Your Like a Shepherd.
Thank you.
May the Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Let's go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Just a couple of quick announcements. I want to thank all of you who have sent in your pledges or donations. Of course, it makes a big difference. And we've been getting some checks for mission as well, and we really appreciate those. This week, I took 45 cards to the Taylor Center, so that makes a total of 88 cards that we've given them. So every Friday, I continue to bring cards. Last week, I included some drawings that grandchildren had made. So I think that would probably brighten their day as well. I sent you an email that Ruth Clark will be celebrating her 100th birthday on May 18th. Her son thinks that she probably would enjoy getting cards to celebrate that, as they can't bring all the children, grandchildren, and extended family to celebrate with her as she is in a retirement facility. Her address, I put it in the email. It's in your directory. If you lose it, let me know. And I think that, oh, and I sent out an email that the bishop has not put a date on when we get back together. Just like everybody else, he's listening to a number of different sources, and it's going to be how places reopen is staged. So he's not going to make an announcement, but he said, let's figure 2 months. If it's less than that, no problem. If it's more than that, then we'll extend again. But right now, I'll be sending out the worship materials that you need for the next 2 months. And don't worry, if we're back in church before then we'll have worship materials there as well. Are there other announcements? Hearing none, you may stay for fellowship or go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Gary and Sue, do you